Hello, this is Similar Variations. My name is Sarah. I play all of the things, songs on this show, all of them that are not included on an artist's albums. So they're a bit harder to find and dig for in their discographies. What you just heard was one of the official remixes to Lady Gaga's Telephone featuring Beyoncé, the Alphabeat Club Mix. There's also a radio edit, which is about 2 minutes shorter, but I figured I'd give you the whole thing. So yeah, that was included on like a bunch of remix EPs released in various countries. And it's one of my favorite pop remixes, I think. Next up, I have a bonus track off of Rihanna's album Rated R. The one released right after Good Girl Gone Bad, had, just a lot of dark, grimy stuff, and I just love Rihanna. So here is Hole in My Head featuring Justin Timberlake.
This
Yeah, I guess that Rihanna didn't put that on the album because she already had a track with Justin on the album Rehab. I really, really love that song. Honestly, that might be my favorite Rihanna album. It's also her darkest, obviously, but it is just, I really love Rihanna. All right. So next up, I have a mashup by one of my favorite mashup artists. Wait, what? I think I've played his music like 3 weeks in a row. I don't care, they're mashups, so it's not like you're hearing the same artists. For example, this week's is Take a Walk with Bonnie and Clyde, which is a mashup of Passion Pit's Take a Walk and 97 Bonnie and Clyde by Jay-Z and Beyoncé. It's great. Why don't we listen to it?
Ready, B? Let's go again. Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do. Behind shades, this necklace, the reason all of my dates been blind dates with a date. I got my Ferris girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is during Sex in the City. She gets carry fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to being my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider, and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gon' stop both of us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The 03 Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B.
Take a walk.
But girlfriend, work with the kid, I keep you working at Hermes Birkin bag, Manolo blind and Tim's, aviator lens, 600 drops, Mercedes Benz. The only time you wear a Burberry to swim, and I don't have to worry, only worry is him. She do anything necessary for him, and I do anything necessary for her. So don't let the necessary occur. Yeah,
check it out.
It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend.
Down the ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend.
Look
me and my
for
boyfriend.
Me.
So, a little less Beyonce than I would have liked, but we got plenty of her earlier in the opener with that Gaga song. But wow, yeah. Wait, What just does incredible things with Jay vocals and other tracks, so I'm always a fan. Next up, I have a Tegan and Sarah song featuring Tiesto, Or you could think of it as the reverse, because it appeared on one of Tiesto's albums, so it's Tiesto featuring Tegan and Sarah. Anyway, it's the radio edit of Feel It in My Bones. For saying that I'm killing it, Emily, friend from home, only listener. It's great. I'm enjoying this show so far, too. Tegan and Sarah and Tiesto have this kind of relationship, like friendship, music-wise, I suppose, because he also did a remix of their track off of The Con, Back in Your Head. I mean, I don't particularly like it. That's why it's not on the show tonight. That's why the other song is on the show tonight. But I don't know. I guess they work together. And then, obviously, now Tegan and Sarah, they are making pop music as opposed to what they used to make, which was like indie, rockish stuff. But anyway, speaking of Emily, she like showed me this song a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, shit, I have to put it on the show now. And then I completely forgot to do that last week because I was waiting for my friend Maya, who hosts a Kanye-themed show, The College Dropout, directly after mine at 8 p.m. Wanted to listen to it since it features Kanye. It's Fall Out Boy featuring Kanye West. Kanye West remixed This Ain't a Scene, It's an Arms Race. It was supposed to appear as a bonus track for Infinity on High, but Kanye did not finish it in time for that. Fall Out Boy tried to, you know, rush them. The label was probably pressuring them. So then Kanye had a nice verse on it that we're going to listen to now.
Song is talking about. Do you? She said, yeah, I've been spending all day trying to figure that out. You too. The arm race made them raise their arm and race straight to the top. Who knew? Right now they got the number one spot. Do you want that? Me too. One thing I gotta call out, boy. Take a look at Fall Out Boy. Since they ain't black, when they get money, they don't fall out, boy. They just buy tight jeans till they nuts hang all out, boy. They figure they dress tight, so we gon' dress tighter. He dress right, so we gon' dress whiter. So in spider, anything you miter seen or heard, this scene occurred. Word.
So, with me forgetting to play that song last week, it was the first week in 3 weeks that I had not played Kanye West on this show, which honestly is devastating. Completely devastating. And so I pledge for the rest of the yurt radio semester, which honestly, I don't know. I'm going to have a show next week. Am I going to have a show the week after? I don't know. I'll try to unlock the yurt anyway. So next up, I have a frou-frou track. Of course, that is Imogen Heap's early project with the producer Guy something. He also produced Britney Spears' track Every Time and like some Madonna stuff. But the point is, he's good. I love Imogen Heap. And here is a outtake from their only album together, Details, Close Up.
Out of something I didn't realize I was in. Was I sleeping? What? How can I be so sure if you've never been here before? I don't understand. It can't be that easy. I love you, I hate you, I love you, I hate you. I can't keep my hands off you.
Get out of here.
It's time for our OK Go track of the week. I will never stop playing OK Go rarities. I just have too many. All right. So this week I'm playing another track off of Appendices, which is the collection of lead singer Damian Kulash Jr.'s works that he did during college. Here is Time/Speed, which is one of my favorites off of this collection, and I'll be back with information about this track afterwards. So, Time/Speed was one of the four tracks that survived from Damian Kulash's band from before he was in OK Go called A La Playa. That band played for about a year, starting in about the spring of 1995. So we've got a good 4 or 5 years on before Damien started doing what we would now consider OK Go music. And that was included. The other A La Playa tracks from Appendices are February, Lay Low, and Dynamite. If you'd like to find those on your own on YouTube, hint, I uploaded them like 3 years ago. They're really like rough like that, you know, the guitar in there, just very, I enjoy it. So next up, I have a remix by The Glitch Mob. It turns out they're huge fans of the White Stripes, and they had had this remix of Seven Nation Army just sitting around, but when they heard that the White Stripes were breaking up, they finished it. So here is Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes as remixed by the Glitch Mob.
Thank you.
how very glitch mob, you know? I have this weird static going on right now. I'm not sure if you can hear that. I'm not sure why that is happening. But it's okay, because we're going to listen to a Lorde song off of her first EP, The Love Club, later included, as a bonus track off her first album. I've been learning a lot about Lorde this week. I can't believe she is younger than me. Also, she has the same birthday as my dad. Hashtag Lorde facts. I just admire her so much. Like, she was listed on, I don't know what magazines, like that 30 under 30 thing, and she's like the youngest person on the list, and like she's just inspirational, you know? She does whatever the hell she wants to do, and this song Bravado is kind of about that and about how she came to embrace herself as a performer.
All my life, I've been fighting a war. I can't talk to you or your friends. It's not only you. My heart jumps around when I'm alluded to. This will not do. 'Cause I was raised up to be admired, to be noticed. But when you're withdrawn, it's the closest thing to a soul. This will not do.
figure out what is making that static so noticeable. All right, so I figured it out. It's the speaker. All right. So next up, I have a dub version of New Young Pony Club's Oh Sherry from their second, third? I don't know. It's the only album of theirs that I've listened to yet, The Optimist. So New Young Pony Club was once signed to this label called Tummy Touch Records as Organic Audio. Then they left the label and hit it big. But producer Tim Love Lee remixed this song off of their successful album as part of a 15th anniversary record in tribute to this record label. So that's pretty cool. And I really like this version of the song. Here is Dub Sherry.
Yeah.
So I really tried not to play Death Cab for Cutie 3 weeks in a row. I promise you I tried, but I just couldn't help it. It turns out I left off a song on the playlist, usually 12 songs, perfect amount, always fills an hour with the amount of talking I do. Well, I left off a song, so I am going to resort back to a demo I was listening to earlier this week of Expo 86 off of the collection of Transatlanticism. Oh, God. It's a demo. Here it is.
Squeaking of our
So, I'm up to my last track. It's actually 8:01 now, so I could have done without the death cab. There are speakers outside of the yurt, so everyone can hear what is going on at the Yurt Media Center at this time, and oh wow, yeah, I would love to walk around campus while listening to Death Cab for Cutie. That's just gonna make me so happy. Speaking of happy, the final song I have lined up for you tonight is a sad Gautier song, as remixed by ENS on Gautier's album of remixes and covers of songs from his first two albums. So I'm going to leave you with Puzzle with a Piece Missing. And next up after me is my good friend Maya with the College Dropout. However, she is getting back from Boston tonight, so she may or may not be on time, but don't worry, I'll tide you over with some Kanye West and Kanye West related songs of my own, straight from my Spotify premium account. This has been Similar Variations. Thank you for tuning in. Mai is here, so next up we're gonna be up with the College Dropout. It's gonna be great. I'll see you next week.